Download complete. Initiate playback. Playback. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Timekeepers? Me Time Gamer here, bringing you episode 24 of the Me Time Gamer podcast. Me Time Gamer here, how's it going today, guys? Hopefully you guys are ready for another podcast episode 24. Already mentioned that. Good start as always. Hopefully everybody's going well. Another Friday, well, Thursday for me, but Friday for you, by the time you guys get the podcast, or whatever day of the week, night or evening you're listening to this. Not much going on this week. What am I talking about here? we'll go with the regular. Sorry, a bit weird start. I didn't know how to start this one this time. But yeah, episode 24 of the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, welcome to the podcast. We really appreciate you taking the time to taking a listen to the podcast. Hopefully it meets your expectation, except for that shitty start there we had there at the beginning. Before I start, I'm going to get into where you can follow me before I do that. So you can follow the pod. If you're listening to the video version, you can listen to the podcast version of Me Time Gamer Podcast over on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play. And if you're from Quebec, you can also listen to it on Balado Quebec. But if you're listening to it on the audio format, you can also see the video format of the podcast over at youtube.com/MeTimeGamer. I post usually in the video format. You can see videos related to the news topics, the kickstarting project, and whatever game I played during the week. And what else? And also for a quick, before I get even deeper into this, you can follow me everywhere. MeTimeGamer, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and over on YouTube. So if it's the first time listening to the show, thank you once again for taking the time. The way usually the show works is I start off with what I've been playing since the last podcast. Then I move into the news. This week I'm actually introducing a small little addition to the news with quick fire news. Instead of going into the news, I'm going to actually do a little I'll just throw some news out there without going into too much details into it. Then after that, I present to you a Kickstarting It project. This is the Kickstarting It segment of the show. And then we finish off by the usual ending shenanigans of the podcast. So without further ado, let's get what I've been playing in the last week. So I haven't not been playing a lot. I think the biggest thing I played in the last week has been the Destiny 2 open beta, which was quite excellent to play. I really enjoyed it. It did feel, personally, I did find it felt a lot like the original Destiny game. Of course, when I stopped playing the original Destiny, I stopped playing before the first DLC came out for it, so my whole knowledge was the whole light level stuff, up to 30 and stuff like that by switching armors and things. So past that, I don't really have much understanding what happened after the updates and DLCs and expansion packs and stuff like that, so take my word with a grain of salt. But I did feel like the general look of it, the general feel of it, resembled a lot like the original Destiny. The only thing I found really different was how quick the game was. I did appreciate how the game was faster this time around. I don't know if it's the same for the Crucible and for the raids and stuff, because that wasn't available during the open beta. The only thing, unfortunately, I didn't have a time to try to see the farm, which is sort of the replacement for the tower of the original Destiny. So it was only available for a couple hours, if I remember correctly. It might have been longer than that. I don't know. I didn't have the time to go check it. And besides that, I've been playing. One thing I forgot to mention last week is once a week now, I'm trying to release a new video with my daughter, which I call Kids Play, which is a video I make my eldest daughter, and eventually when the other one's going to be old enough, hopefully she will want to play games with me and record them with me. And those videos have been doing actually pretty good. I don't want to do too many of those videos, because I don't want to derive my channel going into like a kids gaming channel. I still want to keep the fun and like the spontaneous swearing and stuff like that. That's the one thing I like about my channel, is just it's for every age, but of course it's not like I don't want it to be directly linked to only doing kids gameplay and stuff like that. So nothing against that. It's just it's still fun to do the videos with my daughter. Really appreciate that. It was really fun. Appreciate that. I know that doesn't make sense in this case, but it doesn't matter. So me and my daughter last week, before the last week's podcast, we played Super Mario Brothers 3 from Super Mario All-Star on the SNES. She enjoyed it a lot. I'm still terrible at it, but that game was actually one of my favorite Mario of all of them. So we had fun playing that. We did play Donkey Kong Country, but the video was really bad. Like, the audio was out of sync and stuff. I guess it's the emulator I was using, which I wasn't really using, but the emulator was fucking up the audio and, like, for my microphone and all that, so it was pretty sucky. And couple days ago, the video you saw this week with the kids play was Bendy and the Ink Machine. She's been seeing a lot of videos for that game, so she wanted to try it out, and we did, and she really enjoyed it. I actually scared her almost towards the end of the video. You can actually me planning out to scare her in one of the parts where she's like, oh, what's that sound, what that. Anyway, go check out the video. You're probably seeing a bit of it right now, so definitely go check it out over on youtube.com/MeTimeGamer. And besides that, that's pretty much what I've been playing. There's a lot more, a lot other games are going to be coming out. I'm going to be playing this weekend. Next week, I'm on vacation from work, so hopefully I'll be able to play a lot more games, record a lot more games for you guys to check out. And yeah, so without further ado, that's going to be it for what I've been playing. So we will be moving on to the news. Alright, so not a busy week this week. If you're new to the podcast, the way I cover news is I don't go looking for like some of the shittiest news out there just to get some news. I try to find just the most important news that I feel is relevant to most people and go from there. So the first article of news, which I did find, was sort of a more of a warning towards people that are interested in buying this. So the first thing is Walmart cancels SNES Classic pre-orders, citing a glitch. So this is an article from Kotaku by Chris Kohler. Sorry if I said the last name, but I'm really bad at the last name. It's unbelievable. So the article goes as follows. So, oops, if you breath a sigh of relief as you locked down your SNES Classic pre-order on Walmart.com Friday night, it's time to start hyperventilating again because the retailer has just canceled the orders en masse. So in all of them, pretty much. Unfortunately, no, this is a quote. Unfortunately, due to the technical glitch, the Super Nintendo Classic Edition was mistakenly made available last Friday evening ahead of its official release date, reads an email that Walmart just sent to those who pre-ordered the SNES Classic. We regretfully will have to cancel this item on your order. We know that this is incredibly disappointing to you, and we're truly sorry for this mistake. If you still have a Walmart pre-order that hasn't been canceled, the wording of this email indicates that your SNES Classic is no longer for this world either. Then it goes into technical thing of, if you guys didn't know, they're actually released around the SNES Classic are also releasing an unreleased Star Fox 2. So that's one thing to look at. It is $80 US, so that's going to be like $90, $95, Canadian. So that's pretty expensive. So basically, yeah, the article is everybody gets their fucking SNES Classic canceled pre-order, which is a sucky thing. I don't know if it was really a glitch or not. It seems like pretty bad timing to have one of the most sought-out console besides the Switch accidentally being put on pre-order there and then getting canceled. Especially like everybody's trying to pre-order this, like even me. Well, I sort of abandoned that. I sort of decided I was going to do something else instead. Because I'm personally, in my personal opinion, besides this, is after Nintendo cancel production of the NES Classic, I sort of said, well, they don't fucking care about people. They're just trying to make money and then they move on to the next project. So me, I decided to just go, when I get a couple more bucks, I'll just go get a fucking Raspberry Pi and just fucking go from there, because I find it so insulting that the company, I know they probably have a good reason behind it. It's just every time they do the same exact thing. It's we saw it this week, actually, a little bit more news concerning this is fuck Nintendo. Who was it? Nintendo canceled manufacturing of the SNES Classic, but then this week ThinkGeek started selling bundles, so you can buy the NES Classic and then it came with like a statue or something or accessory for $140 or $200 or something like that. So they were selling other stuff with it. I don't know if this was ThinkGeek putting adding stock of these things, or Nintendo released more of it to them so they could sell it. So it's a pretty sucky thing when you have so many individual trying to buy it for their own. Like, I wanted to buy one, and then as soon as they said, well, okay, we're stopping that, and then can't find, you already can't find it, it's a high demand product, and then they just stop making it right away. You're like, what the fuck's your business idea here, guys? You're making money on this. You can't really expect people to say, oh, well, they're losing money. I don't think with games that are more than 20, 30 years old that you're actually going to be losing money on this. The console, I personally, like, my day-to-day job, I work in manufacturing, and I understand how mold productions work and stuff like that. It making the quantity they make does not cost a lot per product at the end of the day if they make millions of these at a time. So I know for a fact when they're selling these $60, $70 in North America, I know they're making probably a good amount of money. And when you have millions of people, I know probably what happened too is they already had the set number that they wanted to do and then stop from there, which, okay, if you did that, that's your thing. But you're sort of leaving everybody else in the dark when you're not telling these things that right off, like with the SNES, what they should be doing is coming straight out as like, hey, we're making a million of these. When we're out, it's done. Because now there's even rumors of a Nintendo 64 Classic coming out next year, because there's people are starting to see copyright and patent copyrights or whatever for controllers that resemble the Nintendo 64. Anyway, we won't get into rumors. That's one thing I don't like promoting here, is rumors. So anyway, that's the thing about the NES. The orders were canceled from Walmart. So be weary if you're pre-ordering. That's one thing I noticed about these classic consoles, or even the Switch itself. Nintendo usually with pre-orders are really very close to release date. They'll start pre-orders, and usually they're very limited quantities, because like I've mentioned in multiple time before, Nintendo does this fucking tango where they pretend like they don't manufacture a lot, and then they trickle out the amounts little by little just so they keep this fake hype going for the console. And that's how it's working for them, so of course they're going to keep doing it. But that's how they get you, right? And then if they wanted, they could sell it almost $100 more, and people probably still fucking buy it anyway. But anyway, that's enough for the SNES Classic. Just be weary when you're pre-ordering. It sucks. People were probably really waiting for them. I heard a lot of people on Twitter, they were like losing their shit because they lost their pre-order and stuff like that. So always be weary when you're dealing with Nintendo. Nintendo does this kind of fucking freaky shit that nobody wants, that they shouldn't be doing, because they're pissing off everybody, but they do it anyway. So let's move on to the more better news for this week. The next article of news is games with goals have finally been announced for August 2017. So this is over at Major Nelson's blog. So the games for this month, let me check here. So the first two for Xbox One is from August 1st to August 31st is Slime Rancher, which is a pretty cool game. I saw a couple of playthroughs. I've never played it myself, but it is actually looks like a pretty cool game to try out. And then you have Trial Fusions. I think this is one game I've never played before, but I know it's a very popular game that a lot of people enjoy playing. And then after that, for Xbox 360, which are also playable on Xbox One with backward compatibility, it's Bayonetta. Jesus Christ, Bayonetta. Why the fuck do I have problems saying that word? Bayonetta? French, get out of me. Get the French out of me. Bayonetta. And then Red Faction Armageddon, which I've never actually seen. Red Faction Armageddon. Bayonetta, I've seen some playthroughs of it way back when. So yeah, Trial Fusion is from August 16th to September 15th. So that's a weird trickery right there. Just be careful about that. And for the Xbox, for Bayonetta, it's from August 1st to 15th, and Red Faction is from August 16th to 31st. And those are all free with your monthly subscription or yearly subscription of games with gold or gold, whatever. And that's pretty much it. Cool little games. But then the next article of news, the games for PS Plus are even cooler this month, I have to say. Even if I know I'm pretty sold on PlayStation more than Xbox there. But so the PS Plus free game lineup for August 2017 have also been announced. So the full lineup goes as follows. I know the first one, a lot of people are going to be happy. I've already owned this game, but this is definitely a game you want to try. Just Cause 3 on the PS4, which is definitely a game. If you like screwing around in open worlds with like, if you heard of Just Cause, you know what it's all about. It's about fucking the grappling hook and all that stuff, and miniature, like what the fuck does he call those miniature little sticky grenades you can use in this edition. And this time you have multiple hooks or something like that. I don't remember the name exactly. I haven't played that game in so long. So that's one of the fun games. That one alone is worth the subscription for that month. But then after that, you have Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry. Now, this is a game, as soon as I saw that title, I really didn't know what the hell it was. It's actually a standalone game after the standalone DLC that was the way they explained it. Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, a standalone adventure set after the events of Black Flag. Guide Adewel on an emotional story using his skills as an assassin and his deep conviction of free oppressed people. So definitely go check that out. It's another Assassin's Creed game that I personally never heard of before. I know when I looked it up on Google, it usually comes out Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, Freedom Cry, something. So anyway, the other games for PS3 right now is going to be Super Motherload, which I don't know what it is, and Snake Ball, which I think I heard about it, but I'm not 100% sure. And then after that, for the PS Vita, you have Downwell, which is also cross-buy with PS4, which I've heard a lot of good thing about this game, so I might try it out on the channel when it comes out. It's basically not a Tetris, like it's these games I don't play a lot, but it's basically you're going down. Basically, the game is you falling downwards and you have to evade stuff. I don't remember, but apparently it's a very good game to try it. And then the last game for PS Vita is Level 22, which I don't know what that is either. If you're watching the video format over on YouTube, you will see the trailer. I'll be posting the PS Plus trailer that they have on the PlayStation blog there. So that's a very good selection game. Some would say it's one of the best. I could agree. The last couple of months have been pretty good, because 2 months ago we had Life is Strange and Killing Floor 2, and then last month we had Until Dawn, which I still need to finish. Hopefully I'll be streaming that really soon. And so this month, Just Cause 3, which is a fantastic game if you haven't tried it, and then Assassin's Creed's probably a fun game, and then go from there. So that's it for the main article of the news. Now we'll move on in a subsection of news, which I'm going to call, I was thinking about Quickfire, but I don't know if it's another podcast called that. So we'll just call it Quickfire News. All right, we have three little Quickfire News, and I'm just going to read them off my little notepad that I have here. First one is Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered is available now on Steam since July 27th. So definitely check it out. Modern Warfare, the remastered, the one that I laughed about, that they were saying they were never going to release separate from Infinity Warfare, but they finally did this year. And then after that, you also have City Skyline out in August 15th for PS4. It's already out for Xbox One and PC, which was last year, 2 years ago, but now it's finally available for PS4. And then one thing, the last one on the quickfire news is one I'm going to be trying out, is Lawbreakers Open Beta is available for pre-download right now, and the Open Beta starts on July 28th, so tomorrow from when I'm recording, or today when you're getting the podcast, at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's it for That's it for Quickfire News. Let's move on to Kickstarting It.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
Alright guys, so if you don't know what Kickstarting It is, basically, I reach into the depth of Kickstarter and or Indiegogo or any sites like that. I find a project, a video game project for you guys to go to support. I talk to you about it a bit, describe it if you're listening to the audio version, or if you listen to the video version, you're seeing a video format of it, and then I give you guys the link so you guys can go check it out, support it, or whatever you want. So the project for this week's Kickstarting It is called Epitasis. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. It's Epitasis. So this is made by, I don't know if it's a one-man team, but by Lucas Govados. Is it made by only a one-man team? The game... Let me check. Sorry. I did check quickly, but I totally forgot. The team... Oh, no, there's a couple of people. There's more... But I guess they didn't want to do a company type thing, or he created a... Anyway, it doesn't matter. So basically, the quick blurb at the top is, discover and explore beautiful alien worlds scattered with ancient technology and cryptic puzzles that echo of time long past. So basically, the project is it's a brand new project that just started a couple days ago. It's already reached $3,000, almost $4,000 out of their $12,000 goal. They already have 179 backers, and there's still 23 days to go on the project. So the Kickstarter project ends August 20th. So definitely go check it out. Of course, if you want to check out the project before I keep going, you can check the... If you're watching the video format, there's a link in the description below. Or if you're listening to the audio format, there will be a link to the Kickstarter page in the show notes on metimegamer.com, and find the podcast, episode 24 podcast post on the website there. Should be the first one on the top, usually, if you're listening to it when I'm releasing it. And so the small little description for the game goes as follows. Having stumbled upon an ancient portal, you take a leap of faith and suddenly find yourself amidst the remnants of an ancient alien civilization. Cryptic puzzles, forgotten technologies, and treasured relics are riddled among the beautiful wilderness that have engulfed the remains of this fallen race. If you are to learn their secrets, you must unearth the faith of the civilization they call those lost world home. And that's pretty much it. The game... Okay, Epitasis is a colorful exploration puzzle game inspired by old and modern classics such as Myst and the Talos Principle, among others. It aims to provide a unique experience of discovery and puzzle solving. Exploring at your own pace, traverse the colorful non-linear world in any way you choose, day or night. Learn to use alien machinery, provide power via lasers, disable security systems, and more. Every area beautifully handcrafted, from large mountain-swept vistas to the smallest of details. Discover ancient relics, jump through space-bending portals, and unearth the faith of the race that called these lost worlds home. And yeah, so to get it keeps going with the mechanics, exploration, and all that. To me, when I saw this project on the front page of newsworthy, those are usually the ones I go for, because they're easier to promote, and usually they're better than if you go down way down the list and some projects are not as good. But this one actually looks pretty good. If you look at the trailer, if you go on the YouTube version of the video, the YouTube version of the podcast, you'll see I'm playing the trailer, the Kickstarter trailer that you guys are seeing right now. The game, basically, I found it had a good No Man's Sky vibe, not the bad vibe that everybody fucking talks about, because if you know me, I actually enjoyed No Man's Sky when it came out. But it has that vibe, like the exploration, the sort of atmosphere to the game. The game looks a bit more polished than No Man's Sky. It's not as blocky as No Man's Sky, but it does have that explorational feel to it. But as the game described, you saw, it's very puzzle-based game. So you have that different from No Man's Sky. So definitely go check it out if you guys want to. There's a lot more detail on the page about the game, who made the game, some of the mechanics. The art style looks pretty good. It's not your AAA super master looking thing. There is a GIF showing like a portal transportation thing that looks pretty cool. And then so that's going to be it for kickstarting it. All right, guys, that's going to be it for Me Time Gamer Podcast, episode 24. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. This is a fun and quick one. It's actually one of the shorter ones I've been doing in the newer version of the podcast. First off, I'd like to thank everybody listening to the podcast. I really appreciate taking the 30-minute. I know some of you might be used to more listening to an hour and a half long video game podcast. But I'm alone, first off, so it's hard to go an hour talking about video games all the time. So I'm happy to make a more of a slimmed down version. So you guys have my opinion on video games, what I'm interested in, and go from there. I'd also like to thank TechnoX for the intro and outro, and also the intro and outro music. But also thanks to the artists providing the background music, which you can find them in the description below. Usually I choose that after the show when I'm editing. And from there, also, if you want to follow me, you can do so everywhere. Meantime, Gamer, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're over on YouTube, of course, like the video and subscribe to the channel. We'd really appreciate that. Show your support for the podcast and all the other videos I make. Subscribe to the channel, and I release a new video every week, Monday to Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed the podcast, of course, go to your podcast provider, iTunes, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and all that. Give me a five-star review and give me leave a comment or whatever, or review. I know there's a lot of things I can improve, like taking my time to talk more. Maybe some articles I can research a bit more. I really want to do, if before you do that, the reason why I do the podcast the way I do it is just I want to do it more of a straight off the cuff what I'm thinking, instead of having researched it. If I have wrong information, of course, you can always correct me. I really appreciate if you guys do that. And I'll tell you a bit more about that later. Of course, you can, if you want to help out the podcast and just the content I produce over on Twitch, over on YouTube, you can do so going to patreon.com/MeTimeGamer. There's only one tier at $3. Is just to show your general support. There's not much I'm offering right now, except like future ideas that I might pass through you guys if you think it's a good idea. Or of course, you guys would be shot out in the podcast and the videos. And that's pretty much it. It's only $3, so it's not much. It's $3 and you get 4 podcasts in a month. You get 20 videos in a month, even sometimes even more. That's what you're supporting. And you get hopefully eventually I'll be able to stream more regularly, which is something I hate myself I'm not doing more. And of course, if you want to contact the podcast, you can do so with the social media, you can do so with the social media that I talked about a minute ago. But you can also do so via email at podcast@metimegamer.com. Or if you want to sponsor the podcast, you can do so at contact@metimegamer.com. And that's going to be it. Really appreciate you guys stopping by and listening or watching the podcast, of course. It always feels good when I see interaction with the podcast. Just a thumbs up on the podcast does a whole lot of motivation. But of course, I do this because I have fun recording and talking to you guys while I'm recording. Hey, even me, I listen to my own podcast the next day at work when I'm done recording. So I enjoy listening to make sure that's how I keep improving myself. But of course, with you guys leaving a comment, of course. And that's going to be it. So thank you so much, guys, for watching or listening. Really appreciate it. And I will see you in the next video or podcast. So keep on keeping on.